Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across this great land. Your opinion's important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's Free for All Friday. Mean, that's all you are is mean. But all you are is mean. All you are is mean and a liar and pathetic and alone and mean, 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 mean. Mean, that seems to be the theme of the Democratic Party. And they're cheerleaders from Hollywood. They give no truths. Not really. They give no facts in their rhetoric. Just hurl insults and generalities. They know, they have to know, that the Obamacare health care bill was a forced tax on the people of this nation. And they have to know that it's failing, as the many states across the way are losing all the insurance that was backing it up. And let's be real, it's not health care. Neither is the new bill. It's insurance. They've not even talked about how to bring down the costs of seeing the doctor, medications, procedures, x-rays, surgeries, etc. There's so many middlemen in the equation that it will never be affordable. That is by design, you know. Now, there are many doctors that are getting away from this, and we're going to have a few on here in the near future, I hope. The term health care, to me, it's like nails on the chalkboard. It's not a true title. It is deceiving, and that, too, is by design. In the United States, the government has only two legitimate functions. One, to protect the unalienable rights of its citizens, and two, to provide those services specified and authorized by its citizens. It has absolutely no legitimate authority outside the express consent of the governed. That is from Agenda 21. If you remember, I read that to you yesterday. One of the talking heads put it straight last night. He called Obamacare, said it's like gum in your hair. Now that it's there, you practically impossible to get it out. Well, I'm going to take that a little farther. Sometimes you have to cut the hair to remove the gum. Let that soak in for just a bit. This is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Hey, Nancy, a.k.a. Plastic Pelosi, tell us again how great you are. We're going to talk about that a little bit. I got the biggest kick out of that. Hypocrisy of the socialist left, the communists, regarding minimum wage. Did you know that 30 GOP congressmen, 30 of them, have been either attacked or threatened since May? FBI determines Scalise shooting was spontaneous. Federal op, which is optional practical training, rewards companies for hiring 330,000 foreign college grads in 2016. No wonder our students can't find jobs. An MSNBC analyst defending Trump is like hugging a suicide bomber. But wait a minute. Isn't it the left? Aren't they the people who want no vetting or banning? Celebrities are angry. Did you know that? They're angry. They're tweeting angry statements. And did you know California welcomes in the illegals and bans travel to three states? Apparently, legal USA citizens are mean. Your calls are welcome. It's Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410. It's Free for All Friday. Join the mean team. 877-895-5410. Yeah, the celebrities, they are shredding it. I mean, they are upset over the new health care bill, which isn't even a bill yet because it hasn't been passed. It's got more tweaking to be done to get that gum out of the hair. They say the cost will be human lives. The cost will be human lives. The Hollywood stars, they took to social media yesterday, and they ripped the newly released Senate Republicans' version of the American Health Care Act. And, you know, I'm betting you not one of them read it. And I'm betting you not one of them read Obamacare, because very few people read Obamacare. It was like 1,200 and some pages long. The one person that I know read it and read it more than once is Betsy McCoy. We had her on one time. I need to see if she'll come back. These are the ones. Of course, Rosie O'Donnell's a massive transfer of wealth. Seriously. A massive transfer of wealth. And Obamacare was not... That's just crazy. And Bo Williamson, the Senate GOP Trump care health care bill, simply put, is theft from the poor. We're stealing from the poor. The Senate's bill includes tax credits for low-income and older Americans, a slower rollback of Obamacare's Medicaid expansion, and repeals a majority of Obamacare's taxes. One thing they did do with the new bill, or they're trying to do, it's not in effect yet. It is no longer mandatory. This was forced on everyone. And the major benefiters, of course, were the poor, because they can't afford to go to the doctor. They can't afford to buy insurance. I'd like to look into that just a little bit more. The bill also prohibits Americans from using subsidies to purchase health care plans that cover abortions and strips funding for Planned Parenthood. Well, of course, that's mean. How could we want to do that? Why would we want to stop killing babies and paying for it? Well, Julianne Moore is one of them. I'm really disappointed that Jamie Lee Curtis is joining that band. Albert Brooks, Judd Apatow. I don't even know some of these stars. John Legend, Alyssa Milano. She was such a sweet young girl. Ellen Pompeo, George Takei, Zach Braff, Marsha Cross, Danny Zucker. I mean, these people, they're angry. They're mean because we're mean. They're angry. This is going to cause death. It's going to take human life. Planned Parenthood doesn't do that already? Interesting how all of a sudden they grow morals, isn't it? Well, the majority of the lawmakers that are sponsoring 15 minimum wage legislation, they don't pay their interns. The majority of lawmakers sponsoring legislation to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour do not pay their interns, according to a report from the Employment Policies Institute. The Raise the Wage Act, which would increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024, was introduced by the Congressional Progressive Caucus in May. The federal minimum wage has been a stagnant $7.25 for far too long, it says, forcing workers to juggle multiple jobs while barely making ends meet. And the caucus said in a statement, for years, the Congressional Progressive Folk Caucus and progressive groups like Fight for $15 and Good Jobs Nation have fought for workers' right to a living wage, have continued to show how low wages impact the daily lives of working families. We're going into a break. I want to talk about this a little bit more. I had a little bit of an experience. That was something that was suggested to me a few years ago, was to bring in an intern that they'll work for free. That wasn't true in my case. I was going to get in trouble if I did that. So how are they getting away with it? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's free for all Friday. We're talking about how mean everyone is. 877-895-5410. We'll be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Rich, if you'll just hold just a few minutes for me, I want to finish the thought in the article that I was talking about when we went into the break. The majority of the lawmakers sponsoring that $15 minimum wage legislation, they don't pay their interns. Now, there is programs for interns. You can bring them in. And I was told that that's what I should do because I really, really do need help here in the office and I can't afford to pay anyone because I can't even afford to pay Beth. But I was told by one of the schools that there is a federal law now. Now, this was 2 or 3 years ago, that you can't just bring an intern in to do a job that you would hire somebody to do. So I would imagine that's how they're getting away with having interns in there and not paying them, because they could say, well, we wouldn't have hired anybody to do that. Okay? So being all big-hearted as they are and wanting to make sure everyone is treated equally, they bring interns in and they don't pay them. And they can afford it. Except for Bernie Sanders. He does pay his interns, but he only pays them $12 an hour, which I hear right now. I'd like to make $12 an hour. $8 an hour sounds pretty good. Hey, minimum wage $7.25 sounds pretty good to Beth right now. But $12 an hour is what he pays his. But yet he's wanting everyone else to be forced to pay $15. The hypocrisy. The hypocrisy. The hypocrisy. They're just mean, aren't they? They're just mean. We're going to go to the phones. Rich from New York. Rich, how are you today? Rich, are you there? Did we lose Rich? I think we must have lost Rich. Hold on, Rich. Call back if you're still holding there. Did you know I wanted to talk about this a little bit, that there have been 30 GOP congressmen who have been attacked or threatened since May. Attacked or threatened since May. Now, we know of Scalise, but it says here that a total of 30 Republicans, members of Congress, have either been attacked or revealed that they were in the victims of death threats since the beginning of May. Now, this is not quite the end of June yet. May 8th, Wendy Wright, 35, was arrested after stalking Representative David Kustoff from Tennessee and trying to run him off the road. After pulling over, Wright began to scream and strike the windows of Kustoff's car and even reached inside the vehicle. On May 9th, Virginia Representative Tom Garrett needed heavy security at a town hall after receiving a series of death threats in May that police deemed to be credible and real. You know, these are the ones that call us the deplorables, okay? May 12th, a town hall participant accosted North Dakota Representative Kevin Cramer, shoving fake dollar bills into his suit jacket. A Cramer supporter grabbed the same man by the neck. Both men were ejected by law enforcement, but neither were charged. On the 12th of May, a Tucson, Arizona school district employee was arrested by the FBI for sending several death threats to Arizona Representative Martha McSally. The man threatened to shoot McSally and told her to be careful because her days were numbered. On May 21st, Florida Representative Ted Yaho described his office getting vandalized by protesters. One female constituent left a voicemail on an office answering machine promising, "Next time I see you, I'm going to beat your so-and-so ass." June 14th, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and Jeff Flake and Representative Steve Scalise, Kevin Brady, Jack Bergman, Mike Bishop, and Mike Conaway. Well, there's several of them here. You know who they are because this was recent when they had the shooting there. Scalise, the House Majority Whip, was shot in the hip and remains in the hospital. Four others were injured, including a staffer for Williams and two Capitol Police officers assigned to Scalise. The same day, New York Representative Claudia Tenney received an email reading, "One day, 216 to go." June 17th, Representative from Missouri, Ann Wagner, revealed that she had gotten 5 death threats in the weeks leading up to the Scalise shooting. Wagner said the protesters had been vandalizing my home, showing up with masks, brave, aren't they, and gravestones, and laying down on my driveway and drawing chalk lines of dead bodies, picketing my church at 8 and 10 o'clock mass. June 22nd, an Ohio man was arrested for leaving a voicemail threatening the life and family of Representative Steve Stivers from Ohio. "We're coming to get every one," and they used a different word, "every one of you and your families. Maybe the next one taken down will be your daughter, huh? Or your wife. Or even you," the man said. The same day, Utah Representative Jason Chavez played a threatening voicemail he had received on Fox and Friends. "I suggest you prepare for the battle, Mother So-and-so, and the apocalypse," the caller yelled, "because we are going to hunt your down and wrap a rope around your neck and hang you from a lamppost." If we're the deplorable ones, what are these people? These people who want free handouts. They want the rich to give them their money. They want the middle class to pay for everything. And they're angry. And they hate the Constitution, and they hate everything that has anything to do with the Bill of Rights. They'll claim their First Amendment, you know, because this is free speech. No, this is not free speech. That is not what free speech is about. The First Amendment isn't about you being able to go around vulgarly talk and threatening lives of people and their families. or shooting them. I found it interesting that the FBI... I find it interesting that the FBI calls Scalise's shooting spontaneous. Said had no target in mind, yet he had a list in his pocket. A list of those he wanted to kill. And Scalise was on them. I find it very difficult. Now, it is possible that he stumbled into this. And he didn't plan it for that day. That is possible, I would say. But for them to say he had no target in mind when he had a list is a little confusing to me. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. My producer was trying to say something. Do we have Rich back? Okay. Rich from New York. Rich, how are you today?
Yes, good morning, Beth Ann.
How are you, sir?
Good. I was listening to that program, The Power Hour, and they were talking about the Clive Bundy trial that's going on, and I believe it's Nevada.
Yes.
And they were commenting on how they keep referring to this young reporter. They didn't give any name, but they just said young reporter, and he had videotaped segments that they were showing in court, and there's no way that they can cross-examine this young reporter because he has since been deceased since taking this video.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
I wonder what he died from if he was a young reporter.
I don't know. I'm going to have to get with my contacts back there and see what's going on. I'll have to see what's happened. But I don't know myself.
I would just like to say that, you know, possibly if people could send their prayers out for the Bundy family and hope that
Absolutely.
This whole issue can be
the Bundy family, the Hammonds, and everyone that's involved. It's just horrible. And these are things that we're not hearing on mainstream media. And our Fox, they're not talking about these obstructions against or these infringements or these takings of the people from the bureaucratic government to the BLM and the IRA and the Forest Service and all of them. You know, it's just the IRS. I said IRA. I appreciate your call, Rich. Thank you so much. We have Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
How's it going today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, just great there.
Hey, oh, Rich, goodness. Hold on. I took you just as we were going into a break, Tim. Hang on. I apologize for that. I wasn't watching the clock. I was listening to Rich. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It's Free for All Friday. How mean can we possibly be? At 877-895-5410. That sounds awful odd since yesterday. I was talking about we need to share the love. But they keep crying about being mean. Everybody's mean. It's just mean. The old health care is mean. And 877-895-5410. Tim and Beth Ann will be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books.
Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each week day morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I had just brought on Tim from Iowa when the music started playing for the break. I wasn't looking at the clock. I apologize for that, Tim. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I was kind of surprised that I knew it was getting pretty close to the break.
Well, I was listening to Rich, and I kind of lost track of time. So go ahead.
That's okay, though. You know, I just saw an interview a little while ago here with Rand Paul, and I think we need to sit out here and, now keep in mind, I've got an Obamacare policy.
I understand.
But we need to sit out here and support our four holdouts. People think, well, they're going up against Trump, but they aren't. Trump has been out there saying, you know, all four of those guys are friends of mine. So, you know, I think
And Trump also said, we're going to get it till we get it. We're going to keep at it till we get it right.
Yeah.
We're
going to
keep
Rand
making
Paul
it better.
Rand Paul is exactly right about this. The insurance companies are sitting there with $15 billion in profit, and they still think they need government money. And he says, you know, you can get down to a dollar a day for insurance if you do it right. And they are exactly right about this. I don't know what's happened to this country. I couldn't imagine having enough money that I couldn't ever possibly spend enough of it. You know, I couldn't ever spend all of it. and going up to a politician and expecting them to give me more. I think it's shameful.
It is shameful. And it's the way they play the game these days. This isn't about health care. This is about insurance. And I wish they'd quit calling it health care.
It drives me
nuts.
It's exactly about insurance.
That's all it is. It has nothing to do with... It is insurance. That's all it is. If they really wanted to bring down the cost of, and, you know, Joe from Arkansas called on this a few weeks ago. If they really wanted to bring down the cost of what it takes to go to the doctor and all this, they'd start looking at it, and they'd start removing a few middlemen. But that's not what goes on. You know, the FDA, they approve a drug.
You know, they said to him, well, what if the government is subsidizing Medicaid in Kentucky, how is your state going to pay for it?
Mm.
And he says, well, realistically, the level amount of people that we have on Medicaid in Kentucky right now, we could only pay 10% of that out of our state funds. But he says, you know, you got to keep in mind, too, we've got a 6% state income tax. Tennessee has zero. You'd have to double our state income tax to pay for the people on Medicaid right now.
Well, let's put it.
And he says you could, if you would, if they, he's got to figure it out. You could get health insurance for $1 a day. It's out there. He says you've got to legalize cheap insurance, and that's not what they're doing. They aren't legalizing cheap insurance.
You know, let's get real. The insurance companies are the ones who dictate the costs. They tell the doctors, they tell the hospitals, they tell everyone how much this is going to cost. And then they start negotiating. And you only pay X amount of dollars, but so-and-so has to pay X amount of dollars. And it goes on and on and on. And it really is about insurance negotiations. It is not about bringing down the cost of the care of your health. Nothing
like Senator Johnson, out of our four holdouts, probably has the largest net worth among them all. I really want to commend him on that because he's really standing up for what's right here.
The four that are standing up, you know, are ones that we do respect. And Mike Lee is one of them that I really hold pretty high in respect. And I know that they're holding out. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we don't need national health care.
No.
And that's the problem. Insurance companies are why the costs are high.
In Iowa, there's 72,000 of us on Obamacare. And Grassley just talked about the other day, we're going to work with Walmart. Walmart hasn't been in the Obamacare marketplace for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're the only one left who says them and a company named Medica. Are the only ones left that say they want to step back in. Right now, next year there'll be no Obamacare insurance in Iowa. There's no carrier.
Because there's no insurance company. It's collapsing, and yet.
And Walmart has told the federal government, if you give us, they've run the numbers. They already know this. If you give us $352 million, we'll take over the Obamacare policies in this state.
So maybe they should do what President Trump suggested months ago. Just leave it alone and let it collapse and let the Democrats own it.
But we're going to end up owning it.
I understand that.
Think about our establishment. Our establishment isn't doing anything different than they did. It's just a different pay window.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I appreciate the call, Tim. Thank you so
much. Thanks, take care.
Appreciate it. We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you today?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, sir?
I got one quick question I got to ask you. You had five sons. My mom had five sons. Did you ever line them all up on a couch with them wearing the same shirt or stand them out all wearing the same shirt and clothes? Matching?
Well, they weren't exactly the same, but I had them matching every once in a while. The three oldest ones in particular, because they were very close together.
Yeah. My mom only pulled it off once or so or twice, but she tried. It was cute. You know, a 1950 picture with five little boys.
Back in the day when that striped shirts were real popular, you know, the pullover striped shirts, they had those. And I remember we had a couple of three T-shirts. One was Mickey Mouse, one was Donald Duck, and one was somebody else, and the three oldest ones all each had one. And it was, I lined them up every once in a while for other reasons, too. I lined them up to interrogate them a time or two.
Oh, I've been there. I've been on the receiving end. Yeah. Now I want to talk about how mean we are. I didn't get to call in when Trump did his teardown of the Paris Climate Accord, whatever that was.
Okay.
I sat there and I laughed the most free, open laugh that I have in a year, I think. It was just comical. He, if you listen to the whole speech, he tears apart every point that they bring up that it's supposed to be achieving. And he trashed it.
And the only ones paying it were the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, every little detail. It's like all this conspiracy all these years, and it just gets thrown right out. It's just wonderful.
Did you see him last night, and I'm not sure when he made this, but it was last night that I heard it, where he's talking about making the wall a solar wall?
Yes.
They're looking into plans of making it a solar wall. That'll do more than the Paris Agreement ever did. But you're not going to hear anybody sing praises to him. You're not going to hear it, you know. And then he goes just a little farther, and he makes the statement. It'll end up paying for itself. Practically paying for itself. And he says, and so the Mexicans, you know, Mexico won't have to pay as much, and that'll be good for them. You know? It was just hysterical. It was just so funny. And I was telling my son that's staying with us this week. And he said, he didn't say that, did he? I said, oh, yeah, he did. Let me show you. And I brought it up online and showed him the little speech. And I thought, you know, that would be pretty awesome if he built a solar wall.
It is. They miss the nuances, don't they? These idiots, they just don't hear the nuances of the what I would call the enemy. There's a couple other things that I've passed by.
Well, you know, we're going into your break, but I wanted to make a statement, Kevin, that President Trump said when he was talking about this. He says, I'm a builder. That's what I do. That's what I love to do. I think that's what I do best. So we're looking into building this wall, and we're going to build it. Maybe we're going to make a solar wall. And I just was cracking up, and I thought, you know, that's not a bad idea.
All right,
we're going into a break, Kevin. Thank you so much for your call. Now, you can be sure to have a good weekend, and don't be too mean, okay? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Liar and pathetic. She goes on and on in that song, and I have to laugh because that was the word that they were using constantly. Well, they have been for a while, but constantly they're talking about how mean it is. And Schumer held up a sign there when they were talking about the new Health Care Act, and then it's mean. It's just mean, and they're talking about how many people are going to die because of this. And you know, where were they when our veterans were dying? That was under their watch. Where were they? They completely ignored that. So who are the mean people? Who are they? It is just, you know, it's amazing to me, the rhetoric, the display, the acting that goes on. Schumer's crying. It's just crazy. Well, the state of California, you remember their governor was one of them that was very upset about Donald Trump's vetting plan for foreigners coming into this nation, and that we need to stop certain travel for a time, just for a time, not indefinitely, just for a time. And so there was a big uproar in the courts, and the Ninth Circuit courts, and it's going to end up in the Supreme Court.
And it's all anti-constitutional, what they were doing to our president. What he did was constitutional. But California is restricting public-funded travel to four more states because of recent laws that leaders here view as discriminatory against gay and transgender people. All totaled, California now bans most state-funded travel to eight states. So they're all for bringing in foreigners and not looking at who they are, what they're up to. But by golly, let's punish the United States citizens. So the new additions to the California restricted travel list are Texas, Alabama, Kentucky, and South Carolina. They join Kansas, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Man, I'm kind of disappointed Missouri's not on there. So here it is. If you're in those states, no more travel, no more funded travel. Let's put it that way. California Attorney Xavier Becerra announced the new states at a Thursday press conference where he was joined by representatives from the, guess who else? ACLU, Northern California, and Equality California. We will not spend tax dollars in states that discriminate. Done. That's what it's going to be. That's what we're going to do. So they're okay. They're okay with illegals. And they want to be a sanctuary state, but by golly, they're not going to support those eight states. Mean? This is vicious in the United States of America. And it is unconstitutional. And it is unwarranted. And it has lack of any common sense. I had to chuckle. It was just too funny. Nancy Pelosi she's taking the heat right now because of all the losses the Democrat Party has suffered. And she's considered under the watch there because she's the House minority. She was the House majority when they had the majority, but she's the House minority leader now. And so they were asking her, you know, why? And the House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, fires back at the Democrats, calling for her to resign. Following Democrat John Ossoff's loss this week, and of course they paid a bundle in the race to fill the congressional seat vacated by HHS Department Tom Price, many Democrats cast blame on party leaders like Pelosi. Democrat Representative Tim Ryan, who unsuccessfully challenged Pelosi for her minority leader position last year, said Pelosi is toxic in Democrat candidates and that the party would lose in 2018 if Republicans could make the House minority leader its face. Pelosi disagrees, singing her own praises. Majority, she says, I'm a master legislator. I'm an astute leader. And decisions how long I stay is not up to them. She's singing her own praises. I loved it. I'm a master legislator. What's wrong with you? Can't you see how good I am? And she got on the air, and I just was roaring. And like I said, my son is staying with me this week. He's leading worship in a mission group that's in the area. And he was back home at that time when I was watching this, and he was cracking up. He said, Mom, have you ever seen this segment that was on Saturday Night Live? And I said, no. And the woman was going on, oh, don't make me sing. They were like at a dinner party. Oh, don't make me sing. Oh, don't make me sing. And that's what Pelosi was saying when she was before the microphone. Do you want me to sing my praises? Do you want me to sing my praises? Well, I'm a master legislator. I'm an astute leader. You need me. How many seats have they lost under her leadership? Now, I will say one thing. The Democrat Party always hangs together, but right now, there seems to be a mean split going on. They're turning on their own like junkyard dogs. And you don't see that in the Democrat Party usually. And I think that's a good thing that they are upset with one another. Now, If you were listening to Donald Trump or you saw any of his tweets and some of the other commentaries on the news last night on Fox and all this and that, they were, of course, they were really chuckling about this. And they were chuckling about President Donald Trump's tweet about he wants Nancy Pelosi to stay. And he says, don't get rid of Crying Chuck. We need Crying Chuck. This is all good for the Republican Party. The Republican Party has been divided, and I'm not going to sing praises to the Republican Party just yet, because I see big government as a problem in both parties. And national health care is only one of them. And we're almost out of time, and I wanted to say this one last mean thing here. The MSNBC analysis, you know, don't you love these analyses? Defending Trump is like hugging a suicide bomber. Really. Because the left are the ones who think that we should let them all in here. Don't worry about who they are. That's just mean. You know, mean is not take care of your own family. Mean is not loving your own nation. Mean is making statements like Hollywood was doing. They didn't read the bill. They didn't read the other bill. They haven't got a clue. They're going off of what mainstream media is telling them or what Fox is telling them. They haven't got a clue. You and I need to do our own studies, and I'm talking about me because I haven't read it. Of course, they hadn't seen it till yesterday, some of them, and that was one of the problems. Oh, it was all done secretly. Well, so was Obamacare, if you remember rightly. First, we got to pass the bill, and then we'll read it. That's coming from the astute leader. We have to stand together, not by party, but by Americans, and bring America home.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights.
rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.